We're holding on Daf Lamed.
Lamed Vav, Amid Aleph, halfway, two dots, 36, A, is it two?
One.
A1.
No, it's actually A2. As a rule, the nullification of all the produce requires a majority of 200 to 1. The Gemara is now going to say an exception to this rule. Omer B'yechad, if you're talking about the actual herbs that are used to make the dye, and they're intermixed with identical herbs of Chulin, then you need 200. But, Meitzvayim, B'meitzvayim, if you're talking about the dye, that is to say, you soaked the dye, you know, seeds, whatever you want to call them, and you made dye water, right? You made water turn color. And then you took out the seeds. All you're left with is the extract of those seeds. Then, betel and berov. Then all you need is 51%, and it's bottom. It's only when you have the actual arla herbs that you need 200 times. Omer bar bar mamal hanayas arla betel berov. Is to say, the reasoning behind this is because we're talking about the Isra Hana. We're not talking about the actual object. We're talking about it's a Hana from the Arla, and therefore Hana is bought the Barov. Okay? That's the Yisov.
The juice is Hana.
The juice is a Hana. The actual produce, the fruit that came off the plant, that's...
Squeeze the fruit, the juice comes out.
I don't know about squeeze the fruit. Let's just say soak the fruit. Let's use the example. I don't want to use squeeze.
That's why he has juice versus dye.
We haven't spoken about juice yet.
Dye is a hana.
Dye, the Gemara considers a hana. I mean, let's face it, you know, and the first Mishnah that we learned, it's very strange. We said the first Mishnah that we learned, and the Gemara was going to ask a question. That's the very first Mishnah, that if you have a cloth and you soaked it in dye that was Arla, you don't like, you have to light it, right? Remember, we have to lit, you know? Right. So, Lechaira, I mean, we didn't give any options that it should be bought or anything like that. Well, let's see what happens. So the Gemara says, Hanayas Arla B'Tela Barov. So the Gemara asked the question, Masnisa Pligar Rababa Mamamal. This explanation about Rabbi Bar Mamamal is contradicted by the Mishnah. It says it's Tavshel Shebishlo B'Klipei Arla. If you have a food that's cooked on a fire fueled by Arla produce, so you're using the Arla just as firewood, right? As charcoal. That's all you're using it for. You don't like, you have to put that food that you cooked with the Arla and light it on. You have to burn it. So, I mean, it's an hana, right? It's an extract, the heat, the flame, heated the pot in which you had food, which was cooked, and we're saying there's no etzer, right?
Wait, so this is when the klipos are the only fuel. If there was,
yes.
Hypothetically, if there was wood together, so then you
okay.
Can have it.
Okay. Let's leave that as a side comment. Let's assume for the time being, yes.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not saying yes or no for sure, but L'chaira, up his far, you'd be absolutely right. That was a gairim, you would say it would be mutter, and it would be mutter to eat it. But let's assume that the Mishnah is talking about where you're using completely, solely Arla as fuel.
Yeah, so this pot, the food that's cooked in the pot, is a
hana
of the
oil. Is a result, is a hana. And it says in the Mishnah that if it could be bottle in 200. So it requires a lot more than rov. So you, Rabbi Marmomo, just gave us a yesod. Then when something is an isra hana, then all you need is a rov. How do you explain this then in the Mishnah that you need 200 times the amount of food that was cooked?
And when you're talking about cooked, it's solid, it's not a liquid.
Liquid solid makes no difference.
Well, I know, because this is a liquid.
What's a liquid?
The liquid dye. We took out the pieces.
But it's hana anyway. The iser we're talking about though is hana. So if the explanation is because hana is bought the world, so this should be bought the world also. That's the kasha. Okay? So the Gemara 36:8-3, pasa law, kedera b'kedera. So now what he did was he changed the case. Don't say we're talking about where you had that food got mixed up with other food, which is the way you could have typed up the Mishnah. And then it would have been a flat-out stira because that food shouldn't require 200. The Gemara is saying, lo ilam, that food taka doesn't need 200. That food, if it fell into other food, would taka be bought to barov. But when does the Mishnah require 200? That's if the kedera that had the osar hanor food got mixed up with other kederos. So I've got 50 pots, and one of the pots is one of the, has this kedera of osar hanor food. So since a pot is a dovra choshev, whatever, however you want to look at it, it's not bought the ones you have 200. But then the konami, it would be...
So just like the shirts. And the Mishnah would say you need one and 200.
Right.
You can't, rove is not enough.
That's correct. Good. That's very correct. Good. Very good. So that's the first answer. The Gemara has another answer. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Mizbar Savar Rabbah Mamam Moshavot Lafkin Lechachilah. Is he saying you could lechatchila use rov as a way to be matched or something? No, l'sho avar. He means b'di'evet. Meaning, if I had the dye and it fell into other dye, and now we have rov of chulin dye versus the isra hanah dye, so b'di'evet, rov is enough. But if you have a pot of food and you want and that food is asa b'hanah, You can't eat it lechachila unless you have 200. So 200 is lechachila, and but the other row is enough. That's a secondary teretz. 17. Rabbi Yossi maintains the Mishnah discusses the mixing of food, not mixing of pots, and he says the ruling that permits a person to make use in the first place of a mixture containing food prohibited is a source of arla. So that's before the fact use is only if you have 200. Rabbi Mamal is a case in which the mixture of orla and chulin dyes has already illicitly been put to use. Okay, so then he only requires. That's what he says. Okay, a funny thing. I don't know.
So you just add some klipos chulin and then it's bottled.
You can't be mevatel isla lechachila.
But that's what he's saying.
You're not allowed to be mevatel. In other words, you're not allowed. The rule of mevatel isla lechachila applies across the board here.
So how do you do it then?
So what I think it means is I'm not 100% sure how this is all going to work. But the way I think it's going to work is that if something if that food had fallen into another mixture, right? Am I saying this right?
Say that again?
I'm trying to think about the cases. So we have a food case, we have a dye case, right? So in the dye case, he's saying, the extract of the dye, we're saying all you need is rove. So that means that the dye has already fallen. Now, you're coming to the rabbi, and you say, Rabbi, the dye fell from the Arla mixture into a chulin mixture. There's rov chulin against the dye. Can I use this new dye mixture, which has a mixture of chulin and Arla together? We ascertain there's rov chulin. Yes, you can use this. Were you allowed to put it in lechachila? Avadanisht. That's the same as Reim Mevatlan Mishnah Lechachila. It's a different pshat.
He's a new pshat.
He's really. We're not looking at Mar Fulda. But you're right. I mean, according
to
what the Mar Fulda is saying is that if something falls into an oven, then I can go ahead and add more
Chulin,
and be mevatel the fuel, right? Is that what
right.
He's saying?
Yeah. Which is something you normally can't. If naflu klipe orla, yachol aharbo dalem lechatchila ulevatam. So you could be mevatel itzul lechatchila.
So one second. So where do you need rov and where do you need 200? I think he's learning a whole different pshat. Hold on a second. Yeah, you see, both our folder and Pnei Moshe are learning a little differently than the way he's presenting it at the top in the English. If you look at, look at the Pnei Moshe, see? Mizver Sava, the Rabbi Yaisi Hayanira. See the third line from the bottom of the Pnei Moshe.
Yeah.
Mizver Sava, Rabbi Yaisi Hayanira, the Rabba Bar Mamel, Sirlei, the Avlachachila Motulatsis Kain, Ula Arva Levatla Barov. Velola Shava Davka, not for the Evid, Klimar for the Evid. Elafila Chachila can refresh time. So the Gemara is going to say, my Kedoin.
Right,
my time of the afila chakila afakal devamim about this la chakila. So the way they're learning my kadon is the Gemara is trying to explain why isn't there an isra'im about this la chakila. This is a little different than the way the English is explaining it. Okay. The Gemara says in Amud Beis, miyesh bo kedei litzbaya. It's going to mix this up. To be honest with you. This is not the way that top English is learning. He's learning, who's he learning like? Let me just see who is typing this up. It's because if you take a look, you'll see in footnote 17, it says, for other interpretations, and of the Gemara that follows, see Mara Folda, Rash Sirilo, Pnei Moshe. So, you know, there.
He's
learning like the Groh, I guess, from Chaim Kanievsky. See, let's take a look at the Groh for a second, all right? Let's look at the grind side, okay? I'm Rabbi Yaisi. Pirish. We're not talking about pots. We're talking about the actual tavshel. So far, so good. We said that already. Rabbi Mamal said that it's part of a rov. Answer is, Pirish. The haino. Enough law. If one fell into the other, that's what I was just telling you before. If one fell into the other, and then you go to the Rav, what's the din? He's going to say, but the other, it's Barov is good enough. Mortal it's by Begin Lechakila. Lo Lisha Avar, but not Lisha Avar, Dahino Imsava Bo Begad, but not if you went ahead and you did a Begad by the other. What does that mean, with the Evid? So that's the Gemara is trying to explain it. What is the law of a garment colored with a mixture of orla dye and a simple majority of kulin dye? So this is the way the Gemara is going to explain it on the base. Okay, Gemara says in Yeshbo today let's buy if there's enough dye from the orla, we have a mixture, right? We have a mixture of orla dye and we have a mixture of kulin dye.
Same color.
If there's enough dye in the Arla to completely dye the Begad that you put in there without any other ingredients, then we look at the non-Arla dye as if it doesn't exist, and it'll be Osir.
Even if it's meat, even if it's
Mead,
even if it's the other one is
Rosh. Even if the other one is Rove? I don't know.
So no one's a chesh. We go after Rove.
One second. Let me check. Hold on.
There's enough dye.
No, he's saying
dye the garment.
Right, he's saying even if the Rove is chulin, if you have enough in the dye of the Orla part to do the whole begging, I guess you have extra access.
So therefore, in that case, Rove isn't...
So then the whole thing is Keilu She'eino and it's Osir. That's what he's saying, I think.
Yeah, so that sounds right.
So it's Bedafkul and it's not Rove.
Right, because he says...
Yeah, that's what the Gross says. That's pretty much what the Gross says. He says, V'hoyeva Yisrael Levant, today let's buy a Rove Beged, Oz Afilo B'di Evet Osir HaBeged.
Right.
It's interesting, he says the rove of the beged. Interesting. That if there's enough to be tovea, rove of the beged. Okay.
Oh, it's
then,
interesting because the Hebrew says call a beged.
Yeah. It's funny. It's funny. I don't know why he writes that.
Yeah.
Vim ein bo kedei litzbar rove beged, oz b'di eved mutter, avol hachiva af shalo hayi bo kedei litzbar rove beged, nami osar achihibo echad mosayim. Meaning, even it, what he's saying is like this. If you didn't have
enough,
let's start with what you did have. If you had enough to do the beged with the Isser, Osser. If you didn't have enough to do the beget, mutter, because there's rov chulin. But lechachila, you won't put the beget into this dye, lechachila, unless you had 200. That's what the Gemara means by lechachila b'di'eved. In other words, it's bato b'rov b'di'eved if you already dyed the shirt in there. But if you haven't done the shirt yet, then we say you need 200. That's why he's learning b'di'eved. Have you used this dye or not used the dye?
Interesting.
That's the gross shot.
In that curiosity, how is Mark will this explain this?
How's he going to explain it? So he's going to say what?
Does this go back to our Zebedee Gorim is mutter, and since you don't need the hulin, it's not
you know something. I'm gonna come to that in just a second.
Okay.
Since you raised, let me skip around folder for that. Yes. I didn't prepare.
Okay.
So in footnote three, look, I want you to think about that, what he's gonna write here, because he's making there's a very sharp point he makes over here. So especially you're gonna see it. He says in the brackets in three, this the second paragraph. In concluding that the majority of chulin dye nullifies the arla only if the arla dye cannot color the garment alone, the Gemara implies, listen to this, that if the chulin dye would be in the minority, let's suppose there wasn't enough dye in the arla dye to do the whole thing, but together with a minority of chulin, there was enough. The Gemara's mashma that it would be...
Wouldn't be enough to die.
Right. In other words, the Arla by itself. The Arla by itself would not be enough. But together with a minority of chulin, it would be enough. The Gemara's mashmah would be usher. The Gemara's only being moderate. We're saying if the majority is mevatel, the minority. That's what we were saying the whole time. Rabbi Ramama was saying the rov is mevatel, the miyut, in a case of hanah. Right? So this is the case of Hanah, so we go Basarov. B'di'evet, meaning l'chachilo, you need to have 200. B'di'evet, if you did the thing already, then if there's rov chulin, it'll be mavatal and it'll be mutter. But if you had a minority of chulin, its masha would be osir, even though there wasn't enough in the arla by itself to do the job. Well, what happened to Zevazagarim? Zevazagarim doesn't work with rov miyut. Zevazagarim works with, can it do it by itself, can it not do it? If it can't do it, then you take both things into account. If part of it is mutter, is heter, then it's mutter. Zevazagarim mutter. Like I told you the case from the pre-Chodesh. The chicken's eating, pecking at ants.
Right.
It could be eating ants all day long. It could be rove of its intake as ants. It doesn't make a difference. There's a meat of oats. It's mutter. Everything is mutter. Zevazagarim is mutter even if it's a minority of a heter. So what's going on over here? Why is the Gemara requiring rov? That's his bracket. Very interesting bracket.
Yeah. What does he say?
He says, since the olah dye cannot color the garment on its own, it should be permitted under this general principle, yet the Gemara requires the majority of chulin dye. Evidently, in the case of dye, the principle of Zevazagarim does not apply. See Truas Haran for possible reasons. I don't have a Truas Haran, so I couldn't look it up. I don't know the reason. But that's what it says.
Yeah.
That's a very interesting to me, a very interesting point you bring out over here. Okay, next. Tamon Taninon. Now we're going to talk about Avodah Zarah a little bit. Eladorim Shogayim, Asurim. These things of a Gaya are Asur. Yisur and Yisur Anah, it's Asur Bahanah. We've talked about this many times. If you have yain, you have wine of a goy, and it falls into other wine of a yid, excuse me, it's aser.
It doesn't matter the percentage.
I don't think it does. Six.
Yain netach is one barrel of yain netach mixed with 500 barrels of regular. They're all aser.
It's a chaimer of Avodah Zarah. And the same thing is true if you had vinegar, which was originally wine also, because when it was wine, it was already also.
But
therefore,
that they bought it as chomet. the water is chomer, so then it'll be mutter. Because then there was no yai nesach involved.
Correct. Right. And then there's this famous thing called cheres hadrioni, which is, if you learned about Azar, yeah, this is the neatest thing. This is this is what they used to do. Is that it says in the English all kinds of ways they used to do it. He says what they would do is they would take clay, and they would knead it with wine, more wine. Then they would dry it out, and then this you'd have pottery. So you'd have
wine to go.
It's instant wine without in hard form.
They dropped it into water.
It would disintegrate. The clay would disintegrate. It would sink to the bottom, and the water would turn it into wine.
Yeah.
This is the greatest
thing.
Because
it was very concentrated.
This is my plan on how to.
They used this during Prohibition.
No, they used this in war. They said soldiers. Yeah.
Off the record, this is how I was going to transport my cocaine from Colombia into the United States. But I don't want to talk about that. Okay.
This is online, and you have military clearance.
I know. Hopefully they're not listening. Okay. Okay, right. Anyway, this is pretty funny. This is the cheres hadrioni. So this, of course, is the same thing. If it's impregnated with nesach wine, obviously, even after it disintegrates and it dissolves into the water, that will also be, you know, usher, right? So now, Reb Zeir, Reb Hashem, Reb Yirmiyahu, Reb Meir, he says this is Reb Meir, the Tani Cheres HaDeryoni, Osir, V'Yisur, Yisur HaNah, that there's this price that says that this Hadrian, what's it called, how do you translate it, earthenware, Hadrianic earthenware, is Osir V'HaNah, and the English says that there's an end to this price, which says, Divrei Reb Meir. So I don't know why they left out the main point here. He's trying to say this is the shita of Reb Meir, which is, sounds like there's a shita that argues on it. And it says in the English that the Braisa continues that the sages maintain that the Hadrianic earthenware is not prohibited for benefit. So we see that this ruling about the earthenware is a matter of dispute. Okay, this is what it says over here in the Yerushalmi. It's a strange thing. So the Gemara says, Manan Kayamin, what are we talking about? Imbishin nosnu b'tavshil, if you took the shard and you dropped it into a chalant, right? So you got a shard boiling up over there, and so it's going to release taste into the chalant. So the real cost, there's no question. The Chachamim would agree to a mayor that it's, that the food is awesome, right? It's Tom giving Tom to the food. So, or even if it's not Tom, it's a mushroom. In Bishum Mokara, Kutz Midmei Yain Nesach Shabon, if I'm taking this pot, and let's say the clay is worth $1, and together with the wine, it's worth $5. So I go to the guy, and I say, look, here's a Hadrianic vessel. I'll sell it to you for $1. So I'm selling it to him, Bishutz Midmei Yain Nesach Shabon. I'm not getting any hanor from the Yain Nesach at all. I'm getting hanor is from the clay part. That would be no question that that's mutter v'hanor. No machlokes Reb Meir would agree to that as well. So we have the two extremes, right? Chachamim agree to Reb Meir if it's put into a cholent, and Reb Meir agrees to the Chachamim if you're selling it to a goy except for the Dmei Yain Nesach Shabon.
So you're not nana from it,
so there's no problem. That's Clark. Ki pligi, right? When do they argue? Well, kinan kayomim. When do they argue? Bishnasono al gabe tavshel. So this is a little strange. What he's doing is, he's not putting it in the tavshel. He's got a pot. He's using it to hold down the lid of the tavshel. So he's got
It's using it as
a paperweight, exactly. So there, Reb Meir holds its usher. Why does Reb Meir hold its usher over there? You're saying apshatol, that's interesting pshatol. You're saying that you're being netted from the weight, which includes the yain nesach. Interesting pshat. The English says the pshat is he has a gzeira. He's afraid that some of the wine taste is going to end up in the pond, like some type of an individual personal gzeira that he made up. I don't know where it comes from, but that's the chacham were not afraid of that, and they held. So that's where they argue. Okay, that's what it says over here. Now the Gemara says, "Mao lismoch kiri hamita." What about?
He says that they're actually putting the cheres right on top as a lid.
As a lid?
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
And it's directly related.
Right, it's related. Right, so that's what they're holding.
Well, that's gonna be what's name? If you're gonna actually have steam
so the question
hitting
is,
it,
right? So that's a
Zayah.
So you're telling me that the Chachamim are saying that there's not a problem with Zayah?
Right. That Rav Meir would say that it's Aser, right? That it's included in the Aser, and Chachamim will say not.
What he says over here.
Oh, it says roasted the kibbol davar alidei davar
acher. Yeah, that's what he says over here also. By using the shard to cover a pot, in footnote 14, he brings that down. That you demonstrate you desire the shard's continued existence. So you indirectly the continued existence of its absorbed nesach wine as well is also in your interest. So So you want the wine to exist because you want the shard to exist. That's why he calls it roitze b'kiyuma aidei davar acher. And therefore, Meir holds that an indirect desire for continued existence of nesach wine is prohibited. And that's why you may not derive benefit from the shard. The sages hold that such indirect desire is permitted. They therefore rule that one may derive benefit from the shard. Okay. What I told you about the food, I don't know. I thought there was another thing.
It says later on that Rav Meir is choshesh that maybe some of the wine will come out and find its way into the pot in the last.
Yeah, that's alternatively. I know I knew it from someplace. That's the alternative shot. I'm sorry, I only remember the alternative shot. Yeah, so we have two shot them. Either it's because it's an issue of Reitz B'Kiyumai Dei Dover Acher, that's why it's also, or it's a problem of maybe this Gezerah. Okay, whatever. So now the Gemara asks a question, what about Lismach Volkiri Hamita? What about my putting, very often, when you're on those, it's wobbly. So the best thing to control a wobbly table is to slide a shard of Hadrianic pot underneath that. That's the first thing I would think of using. And can you do that? So now, Achaira, that's exactly the same question, right? According to the Pshat, it's Roitze B'Kiyumai Dei Davar Acher.
Right.
It's exactly the same kasha. It's the same issue. Forgetting about your little pot, me using it as a pot for the pot. I didn't see he didn't bring that at all. But anyway.
He brings it except maybe heat rises.
The heat rises.
The pot, the top, right at the bottom, and it's more.
Yeah, rather a mayor. In other words, that gufo. In other words, since we have two pshatim, the way he's learning the kasha is since we have two pshatim and what the reason of a mayor is, it's either because it's roitze b'kiyumai aidei davar acher or it's because of a chash that it might fall into the food. So here, there's no chash of it falling into food. So if the reason for the food, then it will be mutter. If the reason is because roitze b'kiyumai, then it will be also. So the Gemara is trying to determine with this question what the real reason of a mayor is. That's the way he's learning the kash. Okay.
Isn't it like that he sells it to the goy for just the value of the
he wants the weight of
the... No. He's using it as a wedge. I'm saying take away the wine that's in it.
It would fall apart.
The wine is holding it together?
Yes, it's a binder.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It's like flour.
I think so.
Alright.
Anyway, so the Gemara has a machlokes. Rav Elazar says it's aser, Rav Yochanan says it's mutter, and there you have the machlokes. So that's going to be number 16. Anything here? According to Rav Elazar, it's because it demonstrates the desire for continued existence, and therefore it's aser. Rav Yochanan maintains it was not because of that, it's because of concern that would fall in. Again, this is the same thing. So they're arguing about what the reason of a mayor is, exactly like we said before, okay? Now the Gemara says, "Rav Yonah boy kumi Rav Zeira." Now we're going to come to our sugya.
So it's only worried about the wine falling into the pot.
It's a machlokes,
right?
According to Rav Yochanan, it was only a problem
of
fall.
Then the bed
would be okay.
Right. Okay.
Now we're coming full circle back to the Orla. Now, let's suppose you have a beged of Arla that is Osar Bahana. You made it with a dye of Arla. Can I use the beged to prop up my bed? Right?
But the dye doesn't have any nets.
Exactly. So I'm not really minene from the dye. So is that mutter or not? Right? It's right to be kiyumo, ayide davaracher. I want it to exist. Right? I think it's the same thing, right? Rabbi Yonah bar kumi Rabbi Zeira. Ha'hein beged, this ninan hocha, this orla dyed garment, which we learn here in the Mishnah, now we're on daf lamed zayin, mahu l'srach bo samita. Can you do that? So, if...
One second.
Yeah, sure.
Are you saying because the shards, it's the same logic because the dye isn't adding anything to the evenness of the bed?
Correct.
Therefore, the shards, it's only the clay. Not what's absorbed in
right, but with the issue is we had a machlokas.
If you took out the wine, it would fall apart. If you took out the dye, it would stay the same.
The issue is this a problem of achila that we're afraid it's going to fall into the pot? In other words, we had the original machlokas of the chachamim by cooking, so by putting it on top of a cooked pot. The Rebbeinu said it was awesome. The chachamim said it was mutter. Is that because roitzav kiyumo? Or is that because of akshash that something might fall in? So we had a machlokes what the reason is. Rabbi Yochanan holds the reason is because he might come to eat it. Therefore, you can use it to support the bed. You can use it to support your table, whatever it is, right? Now, when we come to Arla, same issue. L'chaira, it's the same issue. Question they're asking is the same question. Is the Arla allowed to support the bed or not? The Gemara says, Ikbar Allah, he got very upset about it. Ikbidlis Kuvlei. Reb Zera took umbrage at Reb Yonah, for he felt that the answer should have been obvious to him. Bus freksta azei azei amaratitik akashas. Right? Shailas. Amalei, he said to Reb Yonah, afilam andyama tamon mutter, even if you held it was mutter. Hacha asr, here is for sure asr. He didn't say why, he just said for sure it's asr. Even the Chachamim would agree it's asr. And then he explained. Tamon ein isurai nikar. In the case of the Adriatic earthenware, it's not nikar the isur, it's absorbed inside the shard. You don't see any isur, so I don't see you using isur to support the bed. Hocha, from hocha, isurai nikar. Here, I see the bed, it has dyed. It's dyed red with red orla dye. So I see you benefiting from a beged, which is Asar Bahanah. That's not allowed. That's what he felt. So you can't compare every case. You have to work it out, right? Okay. Okay, he says that there are other approaches to this Gemara. That's the way we'll learn it for now. Good enough for Moitzu Shabbos. That's a three-day yontif. Okay. So the word my Tom Rabkagi, this is very interesting. Rabkagi said, "Kanechisus min ofa." When I got off the ship, Shemoy is calling Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Yosef Masne. I heard the voice of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Masne sitting and teaching Mishnayos, beginning with our Mishnah. Beged shetzvo beklipi arli idolik. He learned our Mishnah. It says that if you have a beged that you dyed with klipi arli, you have to put it on fire. Usninon. And we also learned in another Mishnah, I guess, that's of a Zara, that's not only men al karka. If you took a chip of wood off of an asherah, off of an asherah tree, which is also of a Zara, and you used it as a weaver's pick, so asabah noya. If you went ahead and made, you're not allowed to have enough from the pick itself. And not only that, or a boy beged, if you made a beged with this weaver pick, you know what they use the pick, right? They use the pick to push. They either to go in between the strings, or to push the weave down to tighten it up, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever it was, he's using this pick, which is Asar Bahanah, to make the beged. The beged is now Asar Bahanah also. Very interesting, right?
Yeah, since without the Hanaf and the Arla, this wouldn't exist.
What's that? There's no Arla here. There's nothing to Zara.
This item wouldn't have existed.
Right. I made the item only because I used something which was an Asherah. Correct. Now, so we have two Mishnayos, right? So he taught him. So he got off the ship. He hears this shir. This is Reb Chagai talking. He hears this shir being given by Reb Yaakov Bar Acha. Reb Yaakov Bar Acha is teaching Mishnayos. You know what I mean? Like, shiurim used to be not getting up and saying over ksos. They would say Mishnayos. This is Mishnah. Here's a Mishnah in Arla. Here's a Mishnah of Anazar. They have the same yesod. You know, learn Torah. Okay, this is Torah. And people, I think, make a mistake. They think that in order to have a shiur, it has to be lumdusha, mental acrobatics. That's not correct. So then the Gemara says, Yayin nesach shofnofa labor. If you have nine nesach falls into a cistern containing other wine, kul asabano, the entire mixture, of course, is asabano. We keep saying this, right? Utninon. Now, in that Mishnah, by the Yayin nesach, we have a person, a Tana, who is chaylik, Rabbi Shmuel ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Gamliel, rather, says, Yimotakul lagoy chosrin the Yayin nesach. No, there's an Eitzah. If the Yayin Nesach falls into the bar, I could go ahead, listen, the Yayin Nesach that fell in was worth $100. The Yayin in the bar is worth $10,000. I'll sell you $10,000 worth of, you know, the wine and the whole of the pit for $10,000. I won't get any hunt off from the Yayin Nesach. And I'll be back to the, I'll get back most of my money. It won't be a total loss. That's Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Now, the Gemara wants to know a very clever question. Why is it that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel only argued in that Mishnah? Why didn't he also argue in these other Mishnayos as well? Meaning like this, let's take a case, let's take the example of the Asher pick. Let's use the Asher pick. So,
Does it work?
Hold on a second, let's think a second. Well, you know what? The Asher pick's not such a good one. Let's go back. Let's go to our Mishnah. The our Mishnah where you have a beged which has died with Arla. Why don't you say, look,
the beged, the
raw material is worth something, right? The wool, it's worth something, right? It's worth $10, right? And the dye, whatever that's worth, I won't get enough from it. I'll sell it to a guy for $10. I'll get back the value of the wool. And not burn it. And Reb Shimon ben Gamliel does not argue on that Mishnah. He agrees you have to burn it. Why? That's the Gemara's kasha. I don't know if the question is on the pick also. Let me see.
Is it can you undo?
You can't undo the pick. It would be Gurdus Delphin.
You can undo.
There's no way to separate out the two different components.
Which two components? By which?
By the Yayin Nesach. So there's 10 gallons of regular wine, and there's 1 gallon of the Nesach wine.
Right.
So you're selling him the 10 out of the 11.
Right.
But by the beged, the pick, what are you not selling him?
I'm not selling him the improvement of the value of the beged after it's died.
It's the whole beged. It was only made because he used the Yasser pick.
I guess, I mean, I hear what you're saying. You're saying that it's integral. It's like integrated. The whole thing becomes a cheft of the Yisura, so to speak. That's what you're saying.
Does
the wine become a cheft of the Yisura?
100%,
right?
He's then there from the idea that he's getting 11 gallons. And nevertheless, we know with liquid, it's all mixed, it's all balua. Right, it's not like a dry that you can separate or whatever.
So that's the kasha. So how does he answer?
That's the kasha. The answer is, let's read the text inside. I said the kasha outside. Let's read the text now. Amar Bacha Bar Yaakov Reb Chagai Kashase, whatever, how you read the word. He had a difficulty. And Reb Chagai Kaime, he had the question and he also had the answer. What was the difficulty? Maikadon, Tamon. So he doesn't speak. The Yerushalmi actually doesn't speak out the difficulty. That's why I spoke it out loud. The English explains what the difficulty would have been, and Maikadon is where the Gemara tries to resolve the difficulty. Tamon, in the case of the Yayin Nesach, Yidden don't go buy wine from Goyim. Nobody goes to a Goy to buy wine. Everybody knows it's all usher, right? So therefore, I'm not worried if I sell it to a Goy, that a Yid is going to end up with it. But over here, if an Orla died the garment, so the Goy could take it to the flea market and sell it, and a Yid could go buy from him. So we're afraid, selling it to a Yid. And so therefore, we don't allow it. Okay, so this is kind of a Derabanan type of gzeira. Kind of like, okay. Not greatly satisfying, but that's what the Yerushalmi does for us.
What was the Shabbos?
Well, it's the Shabbos answer. Okay. Now we're up to the next halacha. Halacha base. Again. Hello, Rabbi. Agutavach. Yeah, we're
hello
on
there.
Well, on Lama Zayin of an Aleph, we're on Halacha Beis. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us.
David.
Yeah. So, Hatzaveh Amolei Sit Klipe Arlo. A sit is if I stretch my hand like this, right? My hand, and the distance from my thumb to here could be in other words, how far can you from here to here? So that if I go ahead and I have a string, just give me a second, please. Bye-bye, just one second. Just one second. We're gonna need to mute you, my friend. Thank you very much. Okay. Yes.
Look at footnote 9.
Footnote 9. The index finger and the middle finger. Alternatively, it's the space between the thumb and the index finger. I like the alternative. I said the alternative shot. Yes, there may be another shot like that, which is much smaller, of course. Okay. Now, so... He's got big hands.
This is so close.
Yeah. So it says, if you do that, the arog of a beged, and then you took that one string and you sewed it into a beged, right? Then you do an ezahu, but you don't know which thread it is. Remei roimer, you don't like a beged. You got to burn it. Whatever.
Why did they use a measurement? Oh,
you mean if it's less than a sit?
Yeah, davar chasuv.
Yeah, yeah. It's
davar chasuv.
Yeah.
He said that's what the footnote said.
That's correct.
Yeah, so it's not batel. With the pot, with whatever, anything. Davar chasuv.
Number 10.
Number 11 in the Hebrew.
The Meir rules that although the permitted strands are in the majority, the entire garment remains prohibited, notwithstanding the general rule that allows for the nullification. According to our mayor, there are 10 items that are exempt from this rule. A sitz measure dyed thread is one of them. The reason for the exemption is that this measure of dyed thread is sold by precise count. It is a davar shav minyan. It is therefore deemed a davar choshev. Is not nullified in the majority. In other words, there are 10 exceptions to bittul barov. This is one of them, according to our mayor. Cause of prohibited thread is not nullified. The garment is forbidden and must be burned. Sages hold that there aren't 10 items that are exceptions. The sages hold there are only 6 items whose significance is such that they're exempt from rove. A sit is not one of them. However, because it's our law, you have to use 200. That's what it says. Okay. So Chacham again, so Meir holds usher, boom, nothing to do. You got to burn it. So you have this one thread in this beautiful suit, and you got to burn the suit. What a shame. And the Chacham say, no, get 200 suits and then be mevatel, and then that'll be it. I don't recommend that. Ha'oireg molei sit mitzemer ha'bochor bebeged. Now, if you weave a sit length of a beg, of a bechor, right? A bechor, as you know, there's an isser of gizah on a bechor. That isser is actually an isser hana, I didn't know that before I read this Mishnah. I knew there was an issa to do giza on a bechor. I didn't realize that if you did do giza of a bechor, that what you were megozes is an issa hanah. That's what it says over here. And if something gets mixed into a beged from a bechor, you don't like a beged. Again, you have to light it on fire.
This is according to everybody, right?
This doesn't seem to be a machlokas over here. Miseir ha-nozer mipetach hamor besak. If you have the seir nozer, so you, as you know, at the end of the nozer's term, he has to do giluach seir and burn the hair underneath the tavshel that they make a tavshel, right? So that's a fire. So I didn't know that either. I didn't know that hair is also an Isra Hanah. Then if it's Petach Hamor, so if you want to say Petach Hamor is the firstborn donkey, right? Firstborn male donkey. So that has a special din of Bechora. So it says you could either do a pigeon with Seh, or if you don't do that, Barapto, most of the Barapto, you break its neck, right? So then it's also Hanah. Until you do a pigeon or it's, or if you do the breaking of the neck, it remains also Hanah. So if you went ahead and you had some hair from the donkey that you made into a thread and you sewed it into a beged, right? You don't hasak, you could set on fire. And then on the base, 37b, over Mekdoshin, if it's talking about Kodshim, I don't know whether this is Kodshim or Kodshim Kalam, I'm not sure. Says over here, according to some, it's kodshim donated for the Ben HaKabayis. According to others, it's hair shared from an animal which was consecrated as a sacrificial offering. Please mute it again, please. These different views will be discussed in the Gemara. Okay, so then it says Mekachin Kol Shehein, then again, whatever their measure. In other words, Kol Shehein means even if it's not a Malay sit, right? Even a mashahu. Okay. So the Gemara says, Mantana sit, who's the Tana that requires that it measure a sit? That's her mayor, because the thread is considered a significant measure, and therefore, and that's why he says that it has to be Yudalik. Baram Karabona, but if you hold like the Chacham who disagree with her mayor, so then they're learning that it's not one of the items which is not batel barov. Rather, it's like any other iser, in which case it's only a shaila of ignena from iser of arla, in who pachasmi sits, and therefore it's not going to make a difference. You need 200 times the amount, regardless of the size of the thread. So that's the first point of the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef ben Amram, Rabbi Yosef ben Amram, Samar b'Chorash or Tarafo. If you have a wool of a bechor that got mixed up with a larger quantity of chulin wool, bought of a robe, it's bought of a robe. So the Gemara says, I say, here it says, I say, Rabbeir Tzipora, Kumi Rabbeimi Litro B'Shmoyna. This is a Maisa Shai. So what happened was, he himself had a litra of wool of a bechor. It got mixed with 8 liters of wool, which was chulin, and he brought it to him because he wanted to have a psak. Okay, so this is Rav Chiya bringing the shaila in front of Rabbi Imi. For law haidile, Rabbi Imi did not admit to him that it's permitted. Instead, he prohibited the wool. So he's postulating that it's osur. Don Rav Yasa, he said, for law masnisahi, regarding Rav Yerkanan, is it not a Mishnah that teaches the opposite of Rav Yerkanan? In other words, now, remember, we just quoted Rav Yasa B'Shem Rav Yerkanan, who said that if you had Samar Bukhar, that it's Batal Barov. So now he's going back on that. In other words, Rav Chiya wanted to use Rav Yerkanan as a basis to be moderate. He brought it to Rav Imi, and he was basically, he's a Lamdan, he knew Rabbi Yerkanan said that it's Batal Barov, and his case was 1 in 8, which is certainly Batal Barov, so he wanted him to be Matarit, but he wasn't Matarit. So what is it? Does he have a problem with Rabbi Yerkanan? The Gemara says, yes. Rav Yossi had a question to Rav Yechon of Lamasisahi. The Mishnah says, Ha'oreg Molaisit, Mitzemer Habachar, but Begad, Yudalak HaBegad. Mishnah says explicitly that you have to burn the Begad. So how is Rav Yechon being moderate just on the basis of Rov? A Malay, so he said that upon hearing Rav Yossi's argument, let's just get the names here. So Rav Imi said to him, Rav Imi is whom? Who's Rav Imi?
He's the one that asked the question. Oh,
I'm sorry. It was Rav Chaya Tzipora brought it in front of Rav Imi. Sorry about that. Sorry, Rav Imi. Rav Imi is the rabbi, right. So Rav Imi said to Rav Yossi, Ilu itasnas tamon is havas. If Rav Yochanan had been present when the question was asked there, yos, he perhaps would have agreed with it, with that it as well, and would have withdrawn his ruling. In other words, what he seems to be telling him that, you know, your kasha is such a good kasha, if Rav Yochanan would have heard of it, he would have been closed right on the spot. He would have changed his mind, right? So Rav Imi concluded that we can't rely on Rav Yochanan's ruling, and therefore he said the eight litras are awesome. Okay, that's what it says over here.
But the footnote says that the reason that in our Mishnah it's not batel is because it's already chashuv, where the string that he's talking about, that's batel barov, it wasn't ubad yet. It wasn't like made into.
It's not a finished product.
It's not a finished product.
Uh huh.
It's grand.
So it's less of kashu.
Less kashu. So then
there could be a very simple reason then. So is he learning? Is he learning that is a chiluk that the Gemara could have said but didn't say, or what?
Was
he teaching it up the Gemara that way?
That's why it's
a little strange. A little strange here. It's not clear. There's all kinds of shatlach over here in the Kabbalah Eidah here. In his rendering, Rav Chaya wished not to permit, but to prohibit the eight liters. Rav Imi would not agree, because he said in the Rabbi Yechonon that there should be bottle. And then Rav Imi said, it's a whole different mahalach. The Karban Eda in Yerushalmi and Ksubas has a whole different mahalach than what went on here. He held that he originally was going to say it's Osir, and then he wanted to tell him, no, it's not correct. He was asking him, Rabbi Yochanan says it's mutter to be bought the barov. And then he said that, and if you had a kasha from the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan would have answered the kasha. And he probably would have answered what you just said. And therefore he held it should have been mutter. It's a whole different maskona according to Rav Komenei. Okay, whatever. Let's finish up the Gemara. Tamon, Taninon. It is actually, the truth of the matter is, Taman Tanina is the beginning of a new sugya, and it continues on to the next page. So if you don't mind, we'll just stop here, all right? Okay, very good.
Up to
Taman Taninon, on Lamed Zayin Omen Aleph. On Zayin Omen Beis.
So Lamed Chet is...